You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Breathe and Bounce. My name is Michael. Thank you for joining me in another Friday afternoon. And we started things off a little bit on the heavy metal side for you today with Megadeth. I used to love Megadeth when I was a kid. I was a big metalhead when I was a kid. I loved all that heavy metal stuff. You know, I started with the, with the glam, the hair bands, you know, the Poison, the Cinderella, the Motley Crue, and all that stuff. And then I graduated to Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, and Anthrax. And a few other bands as well. And I got to tell you, man, you know, sometimes the messages behind heavy metal music, it's wild. And it's just like that with music in general. And that's the reason why, you know, when it comes to Breathe and Bounce, you know, yoga, they always use a little bit more earthier music, but not always. I mean, there's teachers out there that will, you know, do other things. And for me, I think music as a, I guess not to quote Disturbed, but music as a weapon is a beautiful thing. But, you know, in that song, Dave Mustaine talked about being angry again. And that's really the theme of today's episode, is I wanted to discuss anger. And I needed to discuss anger for a whole bunch of reasons. For one, although I have my days now, my angry days are not as full as they were about a year or two ago. I grew up a very angry person. I was very upset with the world. I was very mad at people for whatever reasons. And it kind of started in my teenage years. It carried on through my 20s. It went on to my 30s and then my 40s to today. But I did a lot of self-reflection and a lot of work. And once again, it was yoga that kind of helped me get out of the rut of my anger. Now, anger is a feeling, and anger can be healthy. It's okay to be angry. But once you let that anger boil, then it becomes an issue. And it's become an issue for me in my life so many times. I live, you know, I have a very volatile career. Being a transportation broker ain't no joke. You have to do constant negotiations with people. You have to be a shoulder to cry on for many drivers about what's going on business-wise and a whole bunch of other things. And it can be very daunting. It can be very stressful. And if you don't have a good support system to help you, chances are you're just going to get angrier. And that's something that I've lacked for a very long time. I don't want to get too personal into my personal life, but let's just say that my anger has cost me a lot. And I think the anger itself is okay, but what comes after gets to be problematic. Anger is a reaction at the end of the day. It is a huge reaction and sometimes an overreaction to something that is said, to something that is done, some kind of action. Anger is usually a reaction to something. What we learn in yoga and in meditation is how to slow down our reaction time. That is a skill that I am constantly trying to practice, and I am not even close to where I need to be. My reaction time still is pretty like that. And I've seen some people in this life be able to not respond or react or anything. And I want to be like them. You know, I was just thinking about a story. I'm in a yoga teacher training, and John, my teacher, was talking about a story about why we meditate, and said people are expecting a lotus flower with Buddha coming out of it, but that's really not what is going on when you meditate. And meditation is, for me, a place to really take those thoughts, because I am like a thought machine, and most people are. Especially when you sit by yourself, you sit quietly, you will process thoughts so fast. It will be like your mind is running the Indianapolis 500 of bad thoughts. Sometimes there's good thoughts too, don't get me wrong, but it's really easy to go to the bad, because the bad is, once again, it's a lot of it is reactionary. We react poorly to bad news. We don't always take a moment to take a breath and understand, okay, this is something that's happening to me at this moment. I'm just going to have to deal with it, and I'm just going to have to move on from it. You know, it's just, for me, it's like I said, it's the reaction speed. It's the reaction. I'm a very reactionary person, and that's something I work on in my practice every day. I do it in yoga, too. I mean, just this morning when I was practicing, I was doing airplane, And, you know, I felt uncomfortable and I came out of it. And I got into it and I came out of it. I got into it and I came out of it. I got into it, I came out of it. And I couldn't just stay in it. So I was on my right side, and then I went into plank on my elbows, and I had to hold that for an extended period of time. And then that's when I started to find the fire. That's when I started to find, I guess, my will, if you will. Because when I went on that left side to do airplane, I stuck it. I sat there and I held on to it, and I was calmer. And I think it's because, you know, when it happens, then the second time around, you're ready for it, you know? And I think that's the problem with a lot of things when it comes to reactions, is if you don't have the practice to respond, you may not respond. And that's the reason why we have to meditate and we have to work on these things. And we don't meditate to get to nirvana or heaven or whatever. We meditate to work, to pound away the pavement, to pound that rock, put a crack in the rock, and be able to just figure out what it is that's making us tick. And it's hard. It's hard work. And like I said, I've been at this for a very long time, and it's just recently I realized how much of a bully and how much of a mean person I can be. So I've been working very hard to stay away from that. I've been working very hard just to take a step back. And that's what it is. You just got to take a step back, right? You just have to learn how to, I guess, find your way home. You know, I like to think that when we're walking in this world and when we're going through all these emotions, we just need to find a way home. We just need to find a way to get to where we need to be. And maybe that place is home. And home doesn't need to be your house. It doesn't need to be like, you know, where you live. Home can be to your heart. Your heart is home. And when you find your heart, then everything else clicks into place. I know you haven't heard before. I saw the fear in your eyes when I walked out the door. And I just wanted you to know that you will always be my home. You don't have to feel alone, just close your eyes. Thank you. So we learn how to live from our heart. We learn how to not stay in our head. And we learn how to slow down. Because that's what it's going to take for us to do this, right? That's what it's going to take in order for the reactivity to go away. You have to learn how to be non-reactive, right? And you know what? The thing that's so cool about what I'm doing right now is I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me too. I'm having this talk with me and you at the same time, because sometimes that's what we need to do, is when we speak to someone, we're actually telling them what we want to tell ourselves and hopefully pulling someone up with us. So if you want to give me your hand, let me pull you up with me. Let us learn how to live in our heart together. Let us learn how to be non-reactive together. Let us learn how to not let those who are trying to get a reaction out of us, those who are trying to hurt us, those who are trying to get us to react, let's you and me together find a way to not allow them to win. And let's just sail away. And you know what? When I say sail away, we're not just gonna sail away. We're gonna sail away. So I hope you're ready for this. And I hope this gets you moving. I hope it gets you thinking. And I hope it even gets you up dancing. Or maybe you might even want to flow when you hear this. Yeah. You like that, don't you? I liked it too. Took me by surprise. I just was looking for the song and look what came up, you know? Pretty wild stuff, huh? What I would like to do now is just take a quick meditation. Be just a couple minutes just to kind of reground after listening to that fun song to remind us what our intention is on this episode. Our intention is to lead with our heart, to not react, to not just give back bad energy to bad energy. Just take a deep breath in and let it out. And just sit in stillness for just a couple minutes. I just wanted to take a moment and thank you for joining me on your Friday afternoon for your lunch hour or whatever it is you do on Friday afternoon. We've got a very special guest next week. More details on the website. Check us out there, breatheandbounce.com. Just want to give you a happy reminder. Be happy, be well, and be peaceful. Take care of yourself this weekend. Namaste.